You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Along the right wing, David Beckham. He's dropped his shoulder. He's gone past his fullback. David Beckham gets to the byline. He looks into the box. Who does he see? But a gorgeous, blondie, brown-haired lad. He looks like a good radio presenter. Just looking at him, taking one glance at him. He stood on the edge of the box. David Beckham whips in a gorgeous, very typically curved ball to Alex on the edge of the box. Gerard Piqué is the defender up against Alex. Gerard Piqué goes to try and take the ball off Alex. Alex takes it down on his chest. Then he takes it down on his knee. Then he does a rainbow flick over Gerard Piqué's head. Then the volley of all volleys. It lands gorgeously on Alex's right foot. The laces hit through it like a rocket, straight into the top corner of the net. Oh, and you know what else that feels like? That feels like when I get to present you Pick of the Goss. Oh yes, that feeling of David Beckham crossing me the goal and me scoring a gorgeous volley against Gerard Piqué, and I don't know who the goalkeeper was, it's probably David De Gea for Spain or something like that. That is the feeling, that is the rush I get when I present to you Pick of the Goss. So here we go. This trendy feature is about the BBC Gossip Column. The BBC Gossip Column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from around the football world. Football friends, I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, you double check if there's any of that cake left from Sandra's birthday, then you make yourself a cup of tea to go with that last bit of Sandra's birthday cake, then finally you sit at your desk pondering your next move post cake and post tea. Should you crack on with some proper work or should you scroll the BBC Gossip Column? Well, we all know the answer, don't we? It's the Gossip Column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange. I decided as presenter, I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC Gossip Column. So, this is my favourite part of the week. I don't care. This, nothing gets better than this. This feeling when I get to say these immortal words. Are you ready, Goss Pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, The Sun stupidly say England players will share a £5 million bonus if they win the 2018 World Cup, but will receive nothing if they fail to progress from the group. 9 in the charts, Wales Online announced Swansea City owners will back Paul Clement and give him money to spend in the January transfer window. At 8, The Daily Star say Arsenal striker Olivier Giroud needs to play more if he is to make France's World Cup squad and could consider a loan move in January. Let me scroll down a bit further. Straight in at 7, the Newcastle Chronicle shout Newcastle striker Mitrovic could return to Anderlecht in January as his frustration at the club's owners and the club in the hole, come on Alex, get it out, continues. Highest new entry at 6. Spanish press state Arsenal are keen to sign Sevilla midfielder Steven Nzondi. Into the top 5, the Liverpool Echo, Echo, Echo say Big Sam has stated his desire to keep Ross Barkley, but hinted the midfielder could leave in the summer. At 4, ESPN announced Everton have made Watford's Troy Deeney their top target in the January transfer window, up 10 places this week. Into number 3, the Standard say Thibaut Courtois could reject a new contract at Chelsea, even if the club matched David De Gea's wages. And number 2 hit, ESPN are chatting that Everton will compete with Man City and Man United and Arsenal for West Brom defender Johnny Evans. Absolutely smashed it this week. There we go. Our number 1 gossip is from the Sunny Boys at The Sun, and they state Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho will have £80 million to spend in the January transfer window, with fullbacks Luke Shaw and Matteo Darmian to be sold to fund the spending. Okay. What a chart show rundown. What a performance by a young presenter named Alex Mearns. I'm going to get my breath back. And how about round the back, I do a bit more research, a bit more analysis on what this chart show was, what these rumours are about. Oh yes, just wait for part two of Pick of the Goss after this.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
You dirty, dirty devils. I asked you to meet me round the back and here we are. You know what we found round the back? What is it? Well, it's part two of Pick of the Goss. Thank you. Thank you for sticking with us, football friends. Right, this is the part where I analyse these crazy rumours from the BBC Gossip column. So what do we have here at number 10? England players will share a £5 million bonus if they win the World Cup, but will get nothing if they fail to progress from the group. Well, I think that £5 million's safe, isn't it? Do you know it's me? It was actually me who's offered them the £5 million. I'm so confident that they won't win the World Cup. Me, who doesn't earn any money at all, basically. I'm living off scraps here, people. I'm living off scraps. Me, who's got no money, I've offered them £5 million. So you can have £5 million, lads. Yeah, you won't ever need it and you're not going to get it. Now in the chart, Swansea owners are going to give Paul Clement money. Well, you're going to have to, aren't you? You're either going to have to sack him or give him money because Swansea are dropping like a stone to the championship. See you in the championship next season, Swansea. Number 8, the Daily Star. Well, here we go. So it's probably going to be a lie. Say Arsenal striker Olivier Giroud needs to play more if he's to make Arsenal's France World Cup squad. So Didier Deschamps has rang up the Daily Star here, obviously, because obviously, how would the Daily Star know about this? Obviously, he's rang up the Daily Star and gone, right, lads, we're going to need Olivier Giroud to play a lot more. Why didn't you ring Giroud? Nah, I thought I'd ring you, Daily Star. Well, yeah, well, thanks for the story, but maybe you should ring the striker first. Anyway, number 7, the Newcastle Chronicle. Why did you do it? You didn't have to do that. You did just because it was Newcastle. You didn't do a Cockney accent for Arsenal. Why did you do Howe for Newcastle? I don't know. It's like Tourette's or something. Anyway, they're saying that striker Mitrovic wants to leave. Why don't they play Gale and Mitrovic? Just go for it. Go on. Howe. No, Alex, come on. You said you wouldn't do that. Right, highest new entry at 6. The Spanish press are shouting that Arsenal are after defensive midfielder Steven Nzonzi. Used to play at Blackburn. Very good footballer. Actually, I'm not sure how he's performing this season, but the previous season has been very, very good. Well, anyone is better than... It's left my head. Not a, what? Why has it left my head? Coquelin. Oh, he's so bad, I totally forgot what his name was. Coquelin is such a poor player. Get Nzonzi in so we never have to watch him again. Into the top 5, the Liverpool echo, get my joke, hey? Say Big Sam wants Barkley to stay. Well, that's not going to happen. Number 4, Everton want Troy Deeney. Do you know what it says here? Everton want Watford's Troy Deeney, 29. Deeney's 29. I thought he was like 36. Incredible. He looks really bad. Sorry, Troy. I know you're a big fan of the Football Hour. If you're listening, I didn't mean that. That was just banter. He could definitely kick my head in. Right. Into number 3. Thibaut Courtois. He could kick my head in as well. Well, most people could. He wants David De Gea's wage, but at Chelsea. Okay, well, give him it. Chelsea have got a lot of money. Give it to one of the best keepers in the league. That's fair enough. Number 2, Arsenal and Man City want Johnny Evans. Ever since Pep Guardiola went for Johnny Evans in the summer, this guy's become hot property. It's like he's like PK or something. Or like Baresi. It's just Johnny Evans, okay? Can we stop getting excited about Johnny Evans? And then our number 1 hit is Jose Mourinho has £80 million to spend because he's going to sell Luke Shaw and Darmian. Well, apparently, the rumours are he's going to go for Mesut Ozil and Danny Rose. They're going to take North London's top players, which is interesting. Jose Mourinho, will he mount a title challenge? Will he do it? I bet you just know it keeps him up at night, don't you? The fact that he wants to get them points back on Pep. He just wants to beat Pep so, so badly. And if he's got 80 million to spend in January, he might come close. You never know. That was Pick of the Goss. Thanks for meeting me around the back. Thanks for listening to the whole feature. This is the Football Hour, and you are the gorgeous football friend.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.